たはデイビッド・リー・ロフとつながっています。爆発する覚悟はできてる？6時のロフディレクト。
Roth, Roth Radio, New York, Philly, Dallas, Boston, Cleveland, congratulations, Pittsburgh, and West Palm Beach. I think people are just starting to get to work here. Give us a buzz if there's something on your mind. 866-313-3733. Don't think of this as morning radio. Think of this as after hours. Think of this as we didn't get up, we stayed up. Think of it as the very first late night talk show of the day. The real first one. 866-313-3733. So who would be better in bed, Courtney Love or a professional? Think about it. It's a trick question.
Same thing.
You usually lunge for the obvious. Don't do that here at Roth Radio.
Courtney might try a little harder.
Sorry?
Courtney might try a little harder.
Well, enthusiasm counts for a lot after the lights go out, huh?
I've heard.
You need to talk to Nick about that, huh? Seriously, I wonder what the general public is going to think of this, because if the girls at home are as good as, why are all the fellas running to the porn store in Nyack? If the girls are as good, do you just get bored? Is that just, has it just become familiar?
Maybe it's just that the aspect of getting strange, getting some strange.
Something different, huh?
So the
island holds no more mystery, huh?
Particularly that island.
Yeah, and after a while, you know every little coconut, every little detour on the path. There's the bird.
Every palm frond.
Oops, it's going to rain again. And the rain's going to stop. It's like the weather report in Tahiti. Oh, it's going to rain. And then it's going to stop. And then it's really going to rain. That's the easiest job in showbiz. You phone that in. Dude, it's going to be so hot. And then you'll never guess. Rain. I think Courtney might... Well, no, wait a minute. She's clean again. The fading rocker has won back full custody of her daughter. After losing it last year when she fell off the wagon and made friends at blah, 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 she said to be broke after wasting money through a drug and booze-filled haze for several years, and she's expecting $100 million to come in after she sells the Nirvana catalog. Poor girl. She feels more pain than Elizabeth Taylor or Eddie Van Halen combined.
I have a fun Courtney story.
Go. I'm interested.
I was at this groovy little hotel eating lunch in L.A., and... before I left, I went into the ladies' room, and there was nobody in there, and I go in, and I sit down, and I do my thing, and I see these bare feet, I hear somebody walk in, I see these bare feet come walking past me, and she goes into the other stall, only she doesn't know I'm there, but I know she's there. So all of a sudden, I'm sitting there, and I hear her start to chant, Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, and it's kind of a little desperate, and I just like imagine, you know, that she's rocking back and forth. And
she's trying to chant the last grain out of that bottle.
Well, I don't know who it is. I don't know if she's got a bottle. All I know is she's barefoot. So I make a little noise with my purse so she'd know I was in there, you know, and then I sort of, and she says...
with your what?
My purse. Oh. I wanted to let her know that somebody else was in the room. Purse, Dave, purse.
This Red Bull, man.
So this woman says, "Who's there?" And you know, I have a very low voice, and people often think I'm a man. And I said, "It's just me." And she said, "Well, what are you doing in here?" And she obviously thought I was a guy. And I said, "It's okay, it's okay. I'm supposed to be in here." And then I got out. I washed my hands and I left. And
she was sure chanting enough, in the bathroom.
Yeah, sure enough. And I'm watching. I have to see who it was. So I sat out in the lobby for a minute, and
it was her.
Miss Love. Yes.
Okay. Now, what do you think? Is this like a constipation issue? Was it?
That never occurred to me. I don't think so. I think she was.
Is this a Buddhist antidote for constipation? Does this like free up more than your spiritual nexus? Does this cleanse more than your chakra?
Why don't you give me a minute? I'll go check it out.
Or do you do that like when you want a cigarette and it makes the want go away? Or what do you, I don't understand.
That's what I thought, that, you know, maybe I think she I have something. And
I think it's somewhere neatly in between. I think it's probably that she wanted to get high or something, and that you chant that away. It's a distraction issue.
But this was on Friday, and then on Sunday, she was on the Pam Anderson roast. Did you happen to see
that? Oh, yeah, I saw that. She was falling. So, you know what? She was one of the most entertaining people on the roast because she's so screwed up. That's a guilty pleasure. We as human beings love to see the other monkeys fall on the banana peel. The bigger the peel, the bigger the bomb. Boom. Funny. There's no such thing as funny without the banana peel. Name me one good joke that qualifies without somebody taking a pratfall. Like seriously.
That. You're absolutely right.
I want to talk about pratfalls. I want to talk about, is the girl next door every bit as good as the pro? Is the pro just somebody who decided to go public? And is there no difference? Or is there a big difference? And that's why everybody's rushing up to NIAC to go to the Baldwin's porn store. Okay. Tammy, I want to talk to you. Roth Radio, 866-313-3733. Tammy, what's on your mind this morning? Talk to me, Davey. Are you there?
I think that people like to watch porn because it's hot, and they have fantasies about the porn stars. But if you notice, in most porn, the girls try to act like the girl next door. And they wear the little, like, innocent outfits and stuff in some of them. But when it came down to it, I think they would rather have the girl next door because she's secretly freaky. She's just not on video, and she hasn't been around like the actual porn star.
Okay, now, let me, is this your modus operandi? Is this what you do, Tammy, is that you have a calm, quiet, sensible, well-grounded, Lois Lane kind of exterior, right? You wear glasses. Your hair's pulled back. Not too tight. You're wearing a blouse. I can kind of see through it, but I'm not sure if I can or not based on the backlighting. You have on a woman's kind of a suit skirt, sort of like a Hillary Clinton kind of thing, and stockings with the lines that go up the back of them, and shoes that, from frankly, where I'm sitting at my little computer station, look like they probably hurt your feet to walk around in. And underneath, take it from here, Tammy. Go ahead, baby.
Underneath, it's just what you see on porn. After you get all the little homely-looking stuff off,
okay,
and that's what you see in porn.
And do you approach this as an artist? I'm speaking to you artist to artist now, Tammy. Do you just have it all revealed in all of your naked glory, or do you ornament yourself? Are you wearing special underwear, or do you have piercings or tattoos, or do you have something like, say, this way to heaven, or no, do not back up, no severe tire damage. Do you have a tattoo?
None of those tattoos. I have tattoos, but nothing like that.
And what is your tattoo? Where are your tattoos? Perhaps the location is important. Go ahead.
No, I mean,
I'll be the judge of that. Where are the tattoos? Just point, darling. That's what I thought. Okay. I like the way you think, but is a great way to start the next paragraph. Go ahead. Go again.
I said what they want is hot, like they see on porn, but what they really want is what they think is innocent but hasn't been around, like porn stars.
Oh, I'm going to disagree with you halfway there. Half of what you're saying I'm going to agree with, and the other half is, no, I think there's a place for Annie Nicole Smith meets Pamela Anderson times the new Lindsay Lohan, the ruined one. I prefer that than the squeaky clean Disney model times Kate Moss meets, frankly, Courtney Love. What do you think of that?
I never thought she was attractive,
but that's not the point. She's not attractive. She's what we call damaged goods, and you can kind of throw her around a little, and you don't worry about an extra bruise or two. You know what I'm saying? It's between two consenting larcenous types, of course. Speak to that. Go ahead, Tammy. Tammy just passed out.
I don't know.
I think there's a million variations, like they say on the Iron Chef.
Yeah.
Well, they don't say that on the Iron Chef, but they could. I'm sorry?
It's mostly the person, what they like, I guess. There's all different porn. Some people like to watch the rough, nasty porn. Some people...
Okay.
I was selling that stuff, actually. And the people just pick all different stuff.
What did you say? You sell that stuff?
I was doing like Tupperware parties, but it was sex toys and porn.
And wait, stop right there. Wait, this is an interesting part of the movie. You sold sex toys and you performed in front of a party of like bachelor parties or a bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah probably. You're a woman, right, Tammy?
It was like a Tupperware party. People would call us and we'd take all the stuff there and we'd, you know, show the stuff. And
show which stuff? You would do it naked, a naked Tupperware party?
No, I didn't do like shows You're like that, it. But we took the stuff there, and the people picked out what they wanted, and they got to take it home. It was just like a Tupperware party. But
I love that. So,
more.
Tammy, you have some versification in this. I like the way you think. And so you've done some research on this, I detect, right? What is your favorite, for example, what was the most popular item that you would sell at this Tupperware party? A Tupperware full of what?
A Tupperware full of most of the most popular one was like the bunny thing, like they showed on Sex and the City. And
the bunny thing.
Yeah.
8 ways at once, right? like what Red Bull's doing to me right now. Tammy, I like the way you think. Give us a call again sometime. 866-313-3733. Now, Spike has a different take on this. Give us a call. Roth Radio, Spike.
Hello, you got me, Dave.
You're in the spotlight. Go ahead, Spike.
Okay, thank you. First of all, I have to speak up for the girl next door because back in 1979, a girl next door gave me your first album with Van Halen as a Christmas present.
Okay, and are you going to blame me? And are you going to blame me for your subsequent prison record and an indictment?
That's good. The question is: the girl next door as hot as the porn star? Most definitely.
Okay, is that because of tactical finesse, or because that's your vision? That's what you like to see.
Well, from my experience, I would say that the girl next door is definitely as hot as any porn star. She can be. She's got the potential to be. If you've ever
potential, and I've got the potential to be an astronaut. Come on, I think what?
Ever,
go ahead.
If you've ever seen any outtakes of porno flicks. Many times you'll see the girl there, and as soon as they say cut, she stands up and says, "Ew, get this off of me. Get this crap out of my."
All right. Well, first off, I barely ever make it through even the credits or the coming attractions, much less all the way to who shot the damn thing and some of these funny outtakes. But I'm going to take your word that it exists. Like at the end of Cannonball Run, I suspect, or whatever. I never make it past the third scene, you know. They save it up for the very first part. I, however, am going to disagree with you is that there's a lot of embarrassment. The girl next door is usually demure, is quiet, and there's an issue about what is cool, what's uncool. Most people, male, female, otherwise, whatever, don't spend a lot of time worrying about being cool. We spend most of our time worrying about being uncool. Okay? And getting into bed and turning the lights just right is a question of abandoning all of that, I think. Setting all of those kinds of values aside and what's really behind door number 3. Because if you're spending a lot of your time worrying about what's uncool, then you're not going to, you know, you're going to be like Hillary Clinton meets, Billy Graham times,
Times ew.
the color that should have never been invented. Not raging red, but beige. However, maybe somebody's going to disagree with me. Put Spike back on here. Go ahead. Spike, we'll speak to that if you would.
Okay. Well, it's it gets back to when I said she's got the absolute potential to be every bit as hot, kinky, and sexy as the porn star.
What activates that potential, Spike?
Okay. I would say that it's something that comes from within. It's how hot and steamy she can get having sex.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to agree with you. The potential's there, but you've got to have an amazing imagination, and you got to do a lot of reading, and you got to watch film and tape and just like anything else, right? Would you ever expect to kick a soccer ball? Would you ever expect to kick a soccer ball with any accuracy or any kind of consistency unless somebody taught you, unless you watched the videos, unless you studied the magazines and the seminars, etc.? No, you never would. But are you going to make a lifestyle out of playing soccer? My guess, Spike, is no way, no freaking way for you. No freaking way for me and for most of you listening. But you've decided to make getting naked with somebody of the opposite sex an entire lifestyle. In fact, none of us can go more than 30 seconds without thinking about it in some variation, and yet we've decided to pay no attention to that. Speak to it, Spike. Go.
That's where so many guys go wrong when they think in their minds, I want her to be a porno star in the bedroom, I want her to be a princess around my friends, and I want her to be Mother Teresa when it comes to my children.
And are you saying that's unobtainable or that it is obtainable?
I'm not saying that it's unobtainable, but I'm saying look at the demands that a guy will put on his significant other.
Okay, so probably this is what it means like in group therapy when they say, well, David, not one person is going to be able to satisfy all of your social needs. I'm finally going to agree with that. I'm going to send him to you, Spike. You can tell him. Honey, go speak to Spike. Knock it off, Robin. Speak to Spike. Yeah, you know what he said. By the way, Spike, is this a nickname that your girlfriend gave you?
This is kind of a nickname that a football coach gave me a long time ago. Just made it easy to yell my name from the side.
Outstanding. It's a good name for the topic at hand. Oh, bad analogy.
Yeah. Spike sending one through the uprights.
Oh, my God. Spike knows the word, and the word is legs. Spread the word. Thanks for calling, Spike. Roth Radio, New York, Philly, Dallas, Boston, Cleveland. Congratulations, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach. 866-313-3733. Get funky with me. Turn up the music. I want to sing with this. This ain't no thing. It's a love thing. Play a little guitar. It's no thing. It's a love thing. Play jazz style there, baby. Okay, Steve, Roth Radio, wants to talk to Steve, and he says, I'm not going to say it for you, Steve, you use the spotlight to your own ill-gotten gain. Go ahead, Steve, you're in the spotlight.
Dave, congratulations, your show's pretty good.
Thank you so much. Go.
Listen, I think the girl next door and the porn star are pretty much the same, only the porn star is confident enough to go on screen and be paid for it. I think both can get their freak on just as equally. It's just you have to know how to do it.
Does it matter to you if one of them's faking? Me neither.
No.
I'm sorry. No. I just lunged ahead with that, Steve. I'm sorry.
I actually encourage it. It gets it over quicker, and I can go back to football.
I can't top that one.
David Lee Roth Mornings.
Clev Dave へようこそ。ここでは私たちが雨を降らせるの。Rough Radio. First thing in the morning. Dave TV. Nothing but yeah.
Radio, ladies' choice. Fellas to the side of the rink plays. Hey, who gave Animal a pair of roller skates? It looks. Can you roller skate actually, Animal? Can somebody as big as you actually roller skate? Do they have roller skates that'll hold you?
Well, I can roller skate on carpet, but I can't roller skate on the wood.
Well, how far do you go on carpet?
Oh, I can do pretty good on carpet, you know, but...
So can I.
I'm too old to be messing around with roller skates, man. I break my leg, it's over for me, you
like
know?
A drunk on roller skates,
you know,
huh? Like Stevie Wonder in Heavy Turbulence trying to find his seat. I actually saw Stevie Wonder on an airplane once. He was going to the bathroom, and he went by himself. It was up in first class in one of the big 747s, and he was pimp rolling. You know, when you like with one leg is a little shorter, and you kind of... You know that, the look? It's the pimp roll. It's the Frankenstein roll, man.
Yeah.
You know, the one that you practice in federal exercise yards and playgrounds around the world, man. And he was walking by himself. He's like, doom, tss, doom, tss, like that. And I thought, how does he know how to do that? See?
I have no idea.
Well, it's either genetic or somebody went to the trouble to teach him. That this is. I'm thinking about this. What do you think? I'd like to think it was genetic. I'd like to think
maybe
about
genetic.
I'd like to
it's
think.
A black thing.
Actually, no. It's not just black. Now it's Puerto Ricano. Now it's Mexicano. Now it's everything. Everybody's got the same DNA, huh?
Yeah, we all mixed up now.
I feel like Stevie Wonder in heavy turbulence, but it's Monday. Leslie is the girl next door, or at least she does the girl next door. Roth Radio, the spotlight is on you, Leslie. Talk to me.
Thanks. I was just going to say that I used to be the typical, what I think your perception of the girl next door is.
Tell me what the perception of the girl next door would be, Les. Go ahead.
I think that's the more shy, more demure, a little less willing to, or maybe not willing to, but maybe a little more inhibited, a little easily. And then I met a guy. And he's not the love of my life, but I'll tell you what.
Kind of a male Courtney love, right?
You know, maybe so, except better looking.
Okay. That was an evil laugh, Leslie. That was evil, Leslie. That laugh was full of larceny, Leslie. And it's part of the reason I'm starting to like you. Go ahead.
Okay. He actually got me a little bit buzzed one night.
Ooh.
And talked me into being able to trust him enough.
Baby,
to
trust
take care
me.
Of myself in front of him.
And
once I did that, everything changed. Everything about my sexual life has changed. From
like angels went.
No, you know, it's really not like that. It's more like I'm not afraid to let somebody know what is good for me now, and likewise, I think that I am more willing to be open-minded on the other end.
Love it. So do you do a lot of directing and coaching, like third base for the Yankees? Do you like point and, you know, and make signals and go for the grounder and yell, now?
not anymore, because I'm with the man that I've been with for about 5 years.
So Bowser knows his job, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's down to silent hand signals in the dark. I like it.
And likewise, I know mine as well. So.
Outstanding. Best of breed. That must make me a pointer. I love you, Leslie.
It worked for us.
Say again the last sentence again. Say it.
I said it worked for us.
It works beautifully, it sounds like. Leslie, thanks for calling. 866-313-3733. This is why the Lord created cell phones. Give us a buzz. Somebody's got big women on their mind. Animal, I'm going to let you do this interview here. I'm going to let you know how it goes now. I'm going to just sign out for a second here. I'm going to drink my Red Bull, and you ask the questions. Introduce the caller.
What is his name,
George? And it's Mike.
Mike? How you doing, Mike?
Oh, no, Mike.
Oh, Mike hung up. Oh.
Okay. Well, then Pete wants to intervene. Roth Radio. Pete, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here, Dave.
Go ahead. Talk to Animal. Take it, Animal.
How you doing, Pete?
Oh, man, I wanted to talk to Dave, but let me just
say, you can do that, too.
Nothing against you, Animal.
No.
Listen, first of all, the girl next door is definitely hotter.
Why do you say that? What do you base that on?
Well, basically, you know that the porn star's acting, and you know she's full of it. And, I mean, there's no doubt about it. You know, when you see a girl next door, even on video or home video or amateur or whatever, you know that it's really her and there's no acting involved in it at all. So it's much realer, you know?
Well, this is Animal. I just wants to say that as long as you got the big... What?
Sorry? Rudy. Go ahead.
Hey, Dave, listen, the main reason I called, though, I mean, I had to comment on that.
Sure.
But I wanted to comment on Friday's show. I tried to get through, man. I'm a sergeant in the Marine Corps. I got out from after Iraqi freedom. I did enduring freedom, Iraqi freedom. I was
Hurrah, man. You're a hero. Thanks for calling us.
I'll tell you, honestly, like, you know, change is bad. Like, I didn't originally like changing over from the old radio. You know what I'm talking about.
Certainly.
But I'll tell you what. After Friday's show, you got a fan, man, because I really liked a lot what you said. I didn't agree with everything, but I mean, you know, you made your points, and I mean, I felt you were pretty strong on your decisions, and I mean, all these people calling you up, you know, talking to you and telling you suck or whatever, you know, then tell them to
Yeah, but that's
off.
My agent and my manager, and I'm used to that now. They're trying to level with me. Pete, I hear what you're saying, and you know what? On behalf of all of you guys and gals in the uniform and everything, we're more than just against the war, but for the soldiers. That's a real easy thing to say to get you back onto the porn subject. Any one of you who wants to call in here in uniform, we'll put you up in front. Regardless, you don't like some of the things I say? Well, neither does my mom. You disagree with half the diet here? Well, so do my two sisters. But you know what? We're on your side. Pete, you ain't the guy next door. Thanks for calling. Roth Radio, 866-313-3733. He's Marine Corps. Hoorah! George wants something new in his life. Roth Radio. Go ahead, George.
Hey, what's up, bro?
What is the animal?
I'll never fool anybody with that, but I will never fool anybody with that, but I will continue to try. Go ahead, George.
What's going on, man? I just wanted to say big fan a long time. But the truth is, you know, that girl next door is as good as a porn star nowadays, but the truth is it's equal. You go for a piece of strange because it equals an erection.
Say that again, the last sentence?
You go for a piece of strange because it equals an erection. You're with the same girl over a couple of years, you know what? No matter what she does, they ain't going to do it for you a while. You got to go for a piece of strange. You got to mix it up.
How long? So are you saying that marriage is doomed? Are you saying that fidelity is doomed? That monogamy is doomed? That this joke is more based... Wait, I'm going to make a joke. That this joke is more based in reality than not. What's the difference between monogamy and bigamy?
Hey, Dave.
Well, monogamy is when you but bigamy rather is when you have one wife too many, and some people say that monogamy, same thing. Go ahead, we're going to turn you on. Go ahead, set.
You ever been married?
I beg your pardon?
Have you ever been married?
No, I never have. I've come close, though.
There's the answer.
Well, I have choice fatigue. I'm the drunk who won the lottery. You'll never convince me. You'll never convince me to ever do anything normal again in my life, ever. My whole adult life has been Peter Pan meets the Scarecrow from Wizard of Oz times Bruce Lee times sitting on the raft, me and Animal going down the Mississippi. You're never going to get me to pull over here. But like Uncle Manny, his wife is what, 34 years younger than he's 86 years old, and it looks like he's going to live another 86. So, hey, this could be a good look for me. Plus, this whole show is nothing more than a giant booty call. Let's face it. The money's no good. The room is gray. I'm tired of Gisano. This is a booty call. Where's the chick on the cover of Stuff magazine? I'm killing time with you, Joe. Where's the chick from Stuff magazine? Turn up the music. Okay, I was kidding.
All right.
Go ahead.
No, you've been spoiled to most of us, man. You've got the life. There's no doubt about it. That's why you're not the great judge here. It's like, if you're with the same girl for time as a... It's like, you look at her like, yeah, she's hot, but, you know, you need something else to mix it up.
I understand what you're saying. And truthfully, I'm no judge of anything. I'm way too old and violent to be handed any kind of firearms. I'm way too liberal, left, freewheeling to be in politics. And, I'm way too cynical to be in anything but radio because I speak your mind. Thanks for calling, George. Roth Radio, 866-313-373. Robin, what are you thinking? I see thoughts.
Yeah, that goes two ways. And they do say that, you know, for every beautiful woman in the world, there's a guy who's sick of doing her. But on the porn star thing, I think maybe porn stars have it over the girl next door because in the end, the porn star doesn't want to marry you. And in the end, the girl next door does want to marry you or you know, wants more than it's going to be. So what do you think about that?
So it's like Chinese food. You know exactly when it's going to wear off.
Precisely. It's you and your Red Bull.
Exactly. It's a finite relationship.
Yeah, but that's the thing about the porn stars. They're not going to want a commitment, and they're going to do their freaky thing. That's going to be that.
I've always had a partial fascination with two girls together, and I finally figured out as an adult many years later that that's because if there has to be conversation, then I don't have to be involved. Evo married the girl next door, and we're going to hear tales of conjugal bliss. Even as we speak. Evo. What kind of a name is Evo? E-V-O. Evo, are you there?
What's up, Dave?
What kind of name is Evo? What nationality is that?
That's Italian, bub.
That's a great name. What is it, short for something?
No, that's it. Just Evo.
Cool. Okay, Evo, what's on your mind this morning?
Yeah. I married the girl next door. I moved into an apartment, met this beautiful girl next door. She was very shy at first. Let me tell you, she turned out to be the freak of my life.
And now you're dying of lower back pain and you want medical advice.
Nah, I don't need that, but babe, I'll tell you, she's a freak. She does everything, anything I want, anything I need, she's there.
Stop right there. Was she of that mind when you first started hopping into the hay with each other, or did you encourage this? How did you nurture this marvelousness. Go ahead.
We were dating for about 3 weeks, and then I stayed by her apartment that night, and she twisted me up into a pretzel, made me feel like.
Okay, so she put a little Brazilian jiu-jitsu on you, and she was like doing a combination scene like The Exorcist. I actually had a girlfriend who could make her head go all the way around.
Oh, God, man.
Yeah. And I'm dying of lower back pain. So, and did you encourage this? Did you do what most guys do where, like, you leave a magazine laying around so that she can go, honey, what's this? Do you like this?
No, not at all. I didn't have to. She had it all in her mind already what she wanted to do to me.
This sounds amazing. So there was no resistance at all. And you've since gotten married?
Yeah, we've been married now for about 2 years. We got a baby coming on the way any day now. And
that's so cool. Who's the dad?
Huh? Oh. I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out.
Look, it's early. I'm digging.
She told me, don't get mad if he comes out with nappy hair and a little dark.
Uh-oh.
That's a hell of a way to talk about an animal.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Animal, stay away from my wife.
Oh, man, I told her not to tell you, man. I'm so sorry, man. But if his hair nappy, name him Willie.
Animal, stay away from my wife, man.
Okay, man. I'll try, man.
Evo, call us again sometime and tell us how this develops. Roth Radio, good to go, go.
David Lee Roth in the mornings.
How is the quality on the TV?
Oh, it's beautiful, Mike. It really is.
Your attention, please. David Lee Roth, first thing in the morning. We only do this because we love you.
Do you guys know this song? Do you know this, Ted?
No.
This is Pussycat Dolls, right? I made a loop of this, right? This is the greatest lyric ever, right? Don't you wish, girl? Let me wait. Here we go. I got to get the right note. Don't you wish your girlfriend was wrong like me? Don't you? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a slut like me? Don't you know this song? This is great. This is Pussycat Dolls out of Hollywood, man. It's the best lyrics ever. It's right, like I don't want no scrub. Don't you wish your girlfriend was wrong like me? It says here, we got all kinds of emails coming from Memphis, Tennessee, Melbourne, Australia, from Memphis to Melbourne, from Atlanta to Chatham, from Ontario to Sheffield, England. David Lee Roth. DavidLeeRoth.com, the David Lee Roth Show.com, 866-313-3733. And don't you wish your girlfriend was wrong like Robin?
That's so dirty and delicious.
Never before in your life will you feel so filthy, so ashamed, so completely alive. Don't you wish your boyfriend was wrong like Animal?
Bad thing.
Vicky is the girl next door, or maybe she just wants to do the girl next door or be the girl next door. Vicky, Roth Radio is shining the ever-loving light on you.
Hi, Dave.
Talk to me, Vic.
I wanted to know what was your answer, whether you wanted the porn star or the girl next door.
I think the porn stars...
You know what? It really doesn't matter what you want.
Well, it does matter.
No,
what?
No, because if the girl next door wants you, she's going to walk over, she's going to take you, do what pleases her, go back home and watch some football.
Well, you know what? You sound like you're going to make some young man very unhappy someday, and I'd like to apply for the job. Go ahead, baby.
It's the attitude of we're going to go get what we want. Doesn't matter what you want. You're going to get pleased anyway, but we're going to go for what we want.
I like the attitude. I like it. That's assertive. That's beyond assertive. That's confrontational. What do you think, Robin?
Yeah, she's going to smack you. She's going to smack you, and you're going to like it.
Vicky, are you married, darling? Are you there, Vicky?
Yes, I am.
Are you married, Vicky?
Yes, I am.
And how old are you? Can you tell us?
36.
Ooh, and I imagine your husband's right around that same age bracket, right?
He's a little older than me.
Okay.
And I'd like to tell you, I am 6 feet tall.
Ooh.
I am an Amazon woman. Oh.
I love this so far. Look at Animal. He's levitating all 380 pounds of black powder.
Yes, I'm levitating. Wrap around any man.
Say again?
My legs will be able to wrap around my man.
Ouch.
Oh, man.
I love this. You sound sweet.
I wasn't always like this.
What happened? What created the transition? What were you like before? What was the before picture? We just heard about the after picture. What was the before picture and what caused the transition?
Being very shy, being let the man tell me what to do.
And what caused the transition that changed you?
I got tired of that.
You just got tired of it? And then
I got tired of it. I would actually watch pornos for educational purposes.
Good girl. Ooh,
yes.
And?
Not do anything. Not be able to do. I can just watch it and learn.
And you learned, and now you've managed.
And now I've applied.
And you've made a complete change. So you've used it as a study syllabus.
Yes.
You saw it as an educational tool. No pun intended.
Yes. And women today, I think they know what they want.
I think.
And they're not afraid to go get it.
I think that the idea that it's an educational tool is novel and it's brand new, as opposed to just an entertainment issue, because there's no such thing as a genetic disposition towards lovemaking or having sex. You've got to see it somewhere, or you're just going to keep, you know, you're going to leave bruises all around the landing pad, but you know. You're never gonna, you know, you're never gonna commit the ignition sequence, like we say in aviation. You'll never finish that. It's got to be learned from somewhere. And you're saying that you bothered to learn both the grammar, the past tense, the future perfect, and the dangling participle, right?
Yes, but I waited till after I was like 18 to learn it educationally.
Thank God.
It wasn't learned in school.
And this is what you recommend to the girl next door, of which there are literally millions listening right now. Is that what you recommend, Vicky?
Well, it's not what I would recommend. It's what feels right for them. And I really wouldn't call them the girl next door. If they're a girl, that means they haven't really come into themselves yet.
Okay, the woman next door.
It's the woman next door. If you're a woman, be proud of it.
Okay, is it?
Go get what you want.
And when I say girl,
as long as it doesn't hurt nobody.
Okay, when I use the reference girl for all future purposes here, it's because I'm 51 and anybody even, I don't know, 7 minutes younger than me is still a kid. I'm 40-11. Take it as a permanent compliment here. But I absolutely agree with you. You know, for the woman inside the little girl, or the little girl inside the woman, Vicky says let's use it as an educational tool. I like it. Thanks for calling, Vicky. 866-313-3733. Robin, have you ever used this as an educational tool?
It never occurred to me to do that, but I can't fault it. I think it's a really interesting thing to do. I don't think they'll be doing it in school, and it'd be a little weird if I had a kid who said, "I'm doing my homework, Mommy." But but yeah, I mean, why not?
The only thing that I found educational about showing a girlfriend porno is that it increases the volume of things that usually people are afraid to talk. It's obviously an issue that I've never had contest with. And talking loud seems to be my forte. But a lot of times girls have a real difficulty with that. The whole, we call it dirty talk, but it's not just that. It's like I said to the girl earlier, do you shout encouragement?
Cheerleading.
I'll row the boat like I stole something, and you be the one with the little thing that goes, faster, faster. Turn right, Dave. Julie, are you there? Number 8, Julie Roth Radio wants to hear what's in your mind and in your heart, Julie. Go ahead.
Actually, I'm calling in because I was pretty ticked off by one of the guys that called in for me.
Okay, please address that. Undress it.
The moron that called in talking about how you got to strange it up.
Okay, please. Go ahead.
That has got to be the most moronic statement I've ever heard.
Why is it moronic to you, dear?
Because, you know, there is such a thing as monogamy, and it's just, some guys can do it, some guys can't. But usually the guys who can't do it are the ones that are sitting kind of playing with themselves in the corner all by themselves, never having any women.
Well, playing with it in the corner by yourself can be an art form, like so many other physical pursuits.
Right, well, if they can do it as an art form, then they can live the rest of their life like that, but they're not going to have any women.
I think probably the issue here is, where do you draw the line as far as fidelity? You summoned the word monogamy. You mean, well, you know, to stay with one person, correct?
Yeah, well, I'm the typical girl next door, like you said. You know, I am the typical girl next door. But at the same time, you know, I have people that have cheated on me. And let me tell you, it's not fun. And it's pathetic, actually.
I'm with you.
People that are wimps and people that don't they can't just stick to a relationship. A relationship's good. You just got to spice it up every once in a while.
Okay, now hold on. You're talking about spicing up a relationship, but you think that you're talking about going to another girl. Is going to the porn store and getting the magazines and the tapes considered within the boundaries of fidelity? Does that apply? Is your husband okay to do that, memorize those girls, and then close his eyes and pretend it's Miss November when he's with you? Is that acceptable?
You know, as long, to be honest with you, as long as he's not telling me that he's doing that, and as long as he's not screaming their name out, I'm okay with that.
Because you know what? I have no problem if you fake every single one of your orgasms. And if we can both do this together, then, you know, I think that there's a balance there. And that, in fact, after months, we've never actually been together, which keeps the relationship brand new. When I go home to Los Angeles, I've never actually driven my car for months at a time. And it still looks new and feels great. Years after the fact. Speak to that, darling. Go ahead. Okay. I promised no metaphysics before happy hour. I lied. It's the Red Bull. Who loves you, baby? Thank you for calling. 866-313-3733. Darla, my favorite name, right after Daphne. Darla, she was like from the
Little Rascals.
Darla, we always call this Spanky and Darla Productions, right? Because yeah. Everything's nailed up onto the wall and it falls down, you know, and you have all the noises and everything. Listen, Darla, it's Spanky. What's cooking, baby? Roth Radio, you're on.
Actually, that should be Alfalfa.
Go ahead. I was trying to come up
with an
alfalfa imitation, and I just almost started doing buckwheat, which would get me shot during lunch. So, go ahead, Darla. What you thinking?
All right, Dave. The thing is that it's fine if men do not want to be monogamous. That's fine. But you know what? They need to be mature about it, and they need to tell the woman and stop being immature and like little children and making like they want to be in a relationship and then wanting to see somebody else.
I think that probably the issue here is honesty, okay? If you're going to go philandering around, and I think that's a word. I think I've been doing that. But if you're going to go carrying on like David Lee Roth, then the only downside of that in terms of personal issues is if you lied to somebody. Okay, Carrie, what's going on in the background? Is she breathing heavy?
It's a heavy breathing. Yeah, I'm enjoying this.
I like
this
that.
Great over here.
I like that. Maybe she's crunched over, huddled under the dashboard. Maybe that's her thighs squeezing together. But I think that there's the only downside of carrying on and going to lap dances or going to the porn store or carrying on with a porn star or whatever. Aside from the obvious medical considerations, is if you lied to somebody about where you are and when you're coming back. What do you think?
Yeah, and then the other thing is the men, like, I dated this one guy, and he wanted a casual relationship, right? That's his decision. So, you know, when he saw me eating out at 3 a.m. at the old IHOP, you know, with some other guy, he goes home and throws a fit, and, you know, his friend tells me, what the hell did you do, and blah, blah, blah. But it's okay for him, you know, to do what he wants.
It sounds like the subplot to Urban Cowboy to me. Where are you calling from?
Jupiter, Florida.
That is a Babylonian glorified cesspool of sodomy, and I would live there.
I'm from Wisconsin.
You know what? It's always that. Coming out of the calm, quiet Midwest onto the Roth Radio Show, you picked the absolute right place. Thanks for calling. 866-313-3733. We're adoring you, Jupiter, Florida. Come on. I can't rap.
Watch this. I can't dance either.
David Lee Roth. Weekday mornings.